time for
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
I'll let you in on a little secret.
Hashtag this is why I'm a bad spouse. When he's sick, I never believe him. Well, maybe he plays the whole sick card too often.
Yeah, so. And the man flu is very different than the woman flu.
Well, that's just scientifically proven,
and
Dez.
It's ridiculous.
Well, you wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't.
This is why I'm a bad spouse. My husband changed his diet and lost over 100 pounds.
Oh.
And I just can't make myself do it with him. And that's why I'm a bad spouse.
Oh, it stinks. You would have been down 100 pounds or 60 at least.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm hatching a plan to leave him and he doesn't know.
Oh.
Or does that make you a really smart spouse?
And he's the bad spouse for not being able to see the signs.
Yep. I don't take crap from him and that makes him angry. Hashtag this is why I'm a bad spouse.
I think you're proud of that, though.
I drink every day and that's why I'm a bad spurse.
I'm drunk right now.
I'm a bad spouse when I secretly get rid of the clothes he likes. In my defense, there are so many holes. Just get rid of it. I love old shirts.
They're so cozy.
Oh, I know. And they're ratty and awful. I have my work clothes and my bed clothes.
Yep.
And the bed ones are just awful. But I love them.
They're awfully meaningful to you.
I still have a shirt that I used to wear when I was in 10th grade. And it's there. You can't even see what was on it anymore. It's
so
faded.
Best.
And that fabric is so soft.
So soft.
You just slide it on. It's like silk.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep. Why am I a bad spouse? Because I don't like unicorn. Sorry.
Oh.
Oof, yeah. It's probably not going to be fan favorite.
Because I cheat every weekend when he leaves for work. Hashtag this is why I'm a bad spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Every weekend.
You could take a weekend off or...
Nope. I'm a bad spouse because after 12 years, I cannot stand my in-laws, and I would be okay if I didn't have to see them again. I don't think that makes you a bad spouse. It just makes you a regular spouse.
Oh, my gosh. You don't want to ever see them again?
Woo! I mean, maybe once a decade.
Yeah.
Be enough. I reset my husband's anxiety. Oh, I resent, not reset.
Okay.
I resent my husband's anxiety and the limitations it puts on our life, and that's why I'm a bad spouse.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be tough.
It would.
I cheat on my husband through television.
Oh, okay. I'm like, uh-oh.
I'm all caught up on our show, and I have to act like I don't know what's going on. We coined a term for that. What is that, Rudy? It's
called infidelity.
That's what it is. Yep, that's a good one. You're committing infidelity, ma'am.
Naughty.
I still talk to my ex-boyfriends, and we still talk about how good our unicorn together was. Okay.
Oh, man, that seems like it would lead to something bad.
Do you remember that one time when we did that one thing? Remember? And then you made that funny face, and you're like, no, no, no. And I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Remember that?
Oh, gosh. How could that not lead to the no, 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 yes, yes, yes?
Right?
Bad.
I poke holes in our protection because I want our kids closer together than he does. And that's why I'm a bad spouse.
Oh my God. I mean, I've heard of that, but I didn't think that was a real thing.
Yeah, apparently it is.
Oh boy. That's the calendar you don't want.
I'm a bad spouse because my husband works much harder than I do and I let him. I work part-time and he works full-time plus. And I don't pick up my end of the load. Definitely hid the fact that I have over $20,000 in credit card debt, but I was banking on my grandpa's inheritance to pay them off, so it should be fine, right? Right? It's okay,
yeah,
right?
Right.
I hope that works out for you.
Hashtag, this is why I'm a bad spouse.
I gotta say, I'm feeling pretty good about not buying a card.
Oh, do you?
You know, it makes me feel better. I'm not cheating.
So you're back to feeling good about being a bad wife.
I don't have $20,000 in secret debt. I don't talk to my ex-boyfriends about unicorn. I mean, again, I am looking real good.
Yeah.
Right, honey?
Oh, boy. That just means you're not going to change anything
now. I'm gonna. You stop it.
I'm a bad spouse because I'm so tired of listening to his long, boring work stories that I wish he would hang out with his buddies more so I don't have to hear it.
Oh. Oh, my God. My mother-in-law has a rule with my father-in-law.
Yeah.
It must have been years ago she got bored of his work stories. And she's like, yeah, you don't talk about your work. I don't talk about mine.
Really?
You don't know what's going on. Like, it's boring hearing my stuff, she says. And it's very boring hearing your stuff. So they might do a quick about the work, but that's it. Nothing more.
I feel like that's such a point of connection.
Yeah. I agree. I love hearing about Taylor's Day.
Yeah.
But I don't know, there's something. It works for them.
It's so funny because I hear all about Vaughn's work stories. I don't know any of these people. I've never met them, but I know them all by name. And I'm like, oh, what was Maya like today? Oh, yeah. Did you have lunch with Zach today? Yeah. How's he doing? He got engaged, right? Yeah.
How's his fiance?
Oh, how's Dr. Parak? Is she doing it? I mean, this is what I do. I have like ideas in my mind what these people are like based on the stories he tells me.
Right.
But I've never met them. I haven't even seen a photo of these people. I just know their names.
That's funny.
Yeah. Why would you want to get rid of that? I guess I don't get it. Cause then it's like, what did you have for lunch?
Yeah. What cool. else is there to talk
yeah.
about?
Yeah. Well, my father-in-law has really boring construction stories. So
oh, wow.
I'm just saying, I understand.
Okay. I get it now.